Pleased to be joined on the line right now by Chris Warkentin. He is the Member of Parliament for the riding of Grand Prairie of Mackenzie. I guess, first of all, sir, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Well, it's great to be with you. Thanks, Kyle.
All right. First thing kind of want to touch on here today, I've seen a lot of discussions recently around the capital gains tax increases to the federal government, and in particular affecting the farming sector. I've seen quite a few agricultural groups around the province recently come out and with some complaints, shall we say, on some of that stuff, I guess. So first of all here is, what kind of an effect could that have on particularly family farms with these tax increases?
Well, it's really a devastating impact. Obviously, what the people that it will impact the most are those people that are at the point of retirement, or those young people that are trying to get into farming. Obviously, when a farm is transitioned from one generation to another, they're going to be impacted by this significant tax increase. The estimate is approximately 30% increase in taxation. This comes on the heels of so many other tax changes, tax increases that the Liberals have imposed on farmers throughout Canada. But this is just the latest attack that really will have a devastating impact on those planning for retirement and those trying to get into the farming industry for the first time. It really makes a person wonder what the Liberals are thinking. It could have a devastating impact on the ability for farms to remain in local families.
And certainly, we know a big issue for a lot of Canadians these days is the effect of sort of food prices. And of course, a lot of food does come from, you know, the family farms and whatnot out there. With some of these things happening around the capital gains tax, how much of an impact could that also have on food prices as well?
Well, exactly. This is it is true that every time that there's a tax increase for the farmers, for the truckers, for the manufacturers, it's passed on to the consumer eventually. We've seen that with the carbon tax, the increase, the skyrocketing increases that the government has planned to continue quadrupling that tax, and of course this tax as well. It just paints a picture of a government that's out of touch with the realities of the vast majority of Canadians. Anybody who's been to the grocery store in the last number of years knows that it cost a whole lot more to feed a family than it did even a couple of years ago. But this government, Freeland and Trudeau, seem to be just completely disconnected from the realities of the average Canadian. This tax will obviously drive up the cost of food, but it is one of many taxes that this government has imposed that has driven up the cost of food and driven up the inflationary effects of those prices on the average family throughout the country.
And one other concern I've seen sort of around this issue is the fact that, you know, obviously, families can't sort of keep the farms sort of in their families, the possibility of having some of these kind of corporate farms, if you will, trying to get up farmland. And certainly, what kind of concerns do you think could potentially come from around that?
Well, that is one of the biggest concerns that I have with this. We know that once a farm has been sold outside of the family, that family will find it nearly impossible to ever get into farming again. We've seen a significant increase in the number of large, mega, corporate, sometimes out of country ag businesses buying out Canadian farmland and the manufacturing sector as it relates to food in Canada. We've also seen large pension funds coming into communities throughout Saskatchewan, now into Alberta, buying out farmland in huge swaths. And the benefit that they have with this tax change is that they're exempt from these taxes because they never dispose of the land. They never pass it from generation to generation. That corporation or that pension fund will hold it in some cases for 50 or 100 years without that ever changing hands. So they're exempt completely from these taxes. Farmers can't be exempt because farmers can only hold the land as long as they're alive. And after the generational Passover at the point of death, these taxes have to be paid, and it really is disproportionately negatively impacting family farms or community-based farms, and will inevitably benefit those large conglomerates that can buy this farmland, hold it indefinitely without ever having to pass it from one generation to another generation. It really is reasons for concern, and frankly, the Prime Minister and Freeland know that this is the case. They've been told, they seem to understand that that's the case, and they have ignored the pleas of farmers across this country, the pleas of us in the opposition that have made these arguments to them. You'd almost think that this was part of their plan. And if it wasn't, I don't know why they haven't changed course yet.
And certainly we've talked a bit about some of the stuff around some of these tax changes, and I think there was also a little while ago 4-H Society's got some funding cuts recently from the federal government as well. Do you think that there's sort of some things the federal government kind of needs to do to try to sort of, I guess, improve the relationship, if you will, I guess, with some of the farming and kind of the agricultural sector out there in the country here?
Chrystia Freeland and Justin Trudeau have demonstrated that they have no regard for Canadian farm families. They have now proven that it's no longer a case of giving them the benefit of the doubt that, in fact, that they, you know, that they misunderstand and that they've made bad decisions that have impacted family farms. It is now clear that they have no interest in protecting the interest of agricultural communities, and I think that's one of the reasons that Canadians are so desperate for an election, an ability to change out this government. This government has been ideologically opposed to small business, has been ideologically opposed to locally owned farms, really targeting any interest group or group like 4-H that have advocated for the values of farming communities and agriculture. We've seen it time and time again. This is the latest round of cuts to minor cuts to as far as the government's concerned, but major cuts as far as 4-H is concerned to really destabilize. And in some cases, you know, some people will argue that this might be the end of 4-H in Canada because of the cuts that this government has now imposed on 4-H. But I mean, this is just a government that is ideologically opposed to rural communities, to the people that live within them. And I think that's why Canadians are so desperate for a change in government. It's no longer a case where we just think the government misunderstands. The government knows what they're doing. The government continues to do the same thing over and over again. And it's caused me and many Canadians across this country just to be convinced that this is a government that's ideologically opposed to those things and the people that live within rural communities.
Certainly a lot of interesting things going on there. Chris Warkentin, Member of Parliament for Grand Prairie-Mackenzie, thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it, Kyle.